עם קופרידים יש לזי? לבתי סמוסטם, אם אני תסדור ויכולני כנה. תום דול סוברת הפטרה רחמה. אני אספרים תם פרם ותפלמדש. פטרם דול זגלידה. זגלידה מדונה אנושו.
ריס.
אבי פלנה. מלאט. מלאט. אין תותי סיוב. סיוב. נתנים שקיעו כשארים. Черный батон. Право, тиста, право. Вот. Красный.
Радиска с гудбе о литих и устваря ее двух часа на радио студент.
Kdo lahko lobira in kdo igra nogomet? Kdo ima glas v današnjem svetu in komu sta predstavitev ter zagovarjanje svojih pravic na mednarodnem odru preprečena? Očitno se pomankanje predstavnosti kaže v mednarodni politiki, kjer so akteri še vedno primarno države, medtem ko imajo druge skupine močno omejen dostop do institucij, ki omogočajo udeležbo v oblikovanju politik oziroma vsaj možnost izražanja mnenj in pogajanj. Prav tako očitno je pojem države ključnega pomena v svetu svetovnega športa. Možnost udeležbe na svetovnih prvenstvih imajo takole ekipe, ki predstavljajo specifično državo, izključene pa so vse skupnosti, ki temu kriteriju ne ustrezajo. Danes bomo spregovorili o dveh primerih organizacij, ki predstavnost vsaj do neke mere omogočata in sicer vsaka na svojem področju, prva v evropski politiki in druga v športu. Kljub velikim razlikam so ima cilji povečanja možnosti udejstvovanja neprepoznanih skupnosti skupni. Predvsem na področju človekovih pravic naj bi rasla moč nevladnih organizacij, ki se v imenu nedržavnih akterjev udeležujejo pogajanj znotraj mednarodnih institucij in so v manjši meri del odločanja. Kljub temu je njihov doprinos le minimalno viden v mednarodnem pravu ali strukturi mednarodnih organizacij, ki še vedno temelji na članstvu držav. O tem, kako je celoten način razmišljanja na ravni mednarodne politike absolutno omejen na države kot osnovne akterje, smo govorili s programsko vodjo Organizacije neprepoznanih narodov in ljudstev UMPO Maud van Walegem.
Today in international relations, the main mindset is aimed at states. So that's the framework that people have in mind whenever they discuss anything, basically. So there is just a complete lack of awareness of the fact that the state doesn't cover everything, that there's loads of gaps and black holes of people who don't affiliate themselves with this dominant structure of statehood, and this is the major challenge, I think.
Poleg držav v realnosti obstajajo še druge vrste akterji, pri čemer gre za nepriznana ljudstva in narode ter manjšine. Vsem tem so zaradi statusa, ki je vsaj strani države, znotraj katere ležijo ozemlja, sprejet kot inferioren, pogosto kršene številne pravice. Na področju predstavljanja skupin, ki ne padajo v okvir definicije države, je v okolju politike EU aktivna nevladna organizacija, organizacija neprepoznanih narodov in ljudstev. Maud smo povprašali o tem, kaj je primarni cilj njihovega delovanja in na kakšen način se lotevajo zastopstva.
UNPO tries to be a facilitator for unrepresented people. So we try to raise awareness of their mere existence, because a lot of people don't even know that these groups exist. So as this kind of facilitator, we try to give these groups more visibility on the international forum.
Za to, katera skupnost lahko zaprosi za članstvo v organizaciji, je postavljenih nekaj pogojev, ki zadevajo predvsem notranje ravnanje.
There are certain criteria. So first of all, the organization that is representing the community needs to be representative. So we never claim that the people we represent are representing the entire community, but at least a large portion. Secondly, they need to be democratic in their behavior and the way they run the organization. Thirdly, they need to respect their environments. And very important as well is the principle of nonviolence. So they need to try to achieve their goals through nonviolent ways.
Tudi na tej ravni se torej pojavi vprašanje predstavnosti, ko gre za pridruževanje. Na kakšen način se sploh lahko meri stopnjo predstavnosti predstavnikov določene skupine?
It's of course a very difficult aspect because we don't have access to these people on the ground. We communicate with them obviously, but it's difficult to make this assessment because we are often not granted permission to enter these territories even. However, you quickly get a certain feel about how representative these people are just by seeing how active they are, how much input they can provide us with. Plus, we also take into account other organizations representing the same nation. So in that sense, it's a difficult assessment to make. But nevertheless, there's no other option, so we try to do it as good as possible.
UMPO deluje v Bruslju in ena njihovih primarnih nalog je predstavitev članic organizacije znotraj institucij EU ter lobiranje za večje upoštevanje njihovega obstoja ter varovanje pravic. Lobiranje je sicer pogosto sprejeto kot negativno, kako na to odgovarja UMPO.
You have to do hardcore lobbying because people just don't know, and if they don't know, they won't help you out. It's as simple as that. So we do a lot of lobby work by having these meetings, and we achieved a lot. I mean, aside from our activities in the European institutions, we managed to have a lot of parliamentary hearings and even resolutions on our members. So that's a direct result of this lobbying and raising awareness.
Kljub temu, da organizacije kot je UMPO tako rekoč lobirajo za dober namen, pa ne gre spregledati dejstva, da je njihova moč v primerjavi z lobiji, ki zastopajo interese velikih multinacionalnih podjetij, močno omejena. Bruselj, ki predstavlja center odločanja znotraj evropske politike, pritegne tisoče lobistov, ki zastopajo velika podjetja in njihove še večje interese. Bi torej moglo biti področje dostopa lobistov do predstavnikov institucij EU bolj omejeno, nadaljuje Maut.
Yes, it should definitely be more regulated, although that's very tricky. I mean, where do you draw the lines? But what we've experienced a lot is that there's counter-lobbying against UMPO and against the activities from states. So indeed, that's very unfortunate. Although I do think that most MEPs do realize that we are a different type of lobby group and that they tend to side with us. However, I'm not speaking about the ones who are getting potentially a paycheck.
Številne skupnosti so torej na mednarodnem parketu odvisne od dejavnosti nevladnih organizacij, a je poleg tega jasno tudi, da večina tovrstnih skupnosti te vrste predstavljanja sploh nima. Najbolj očiten možen razlog za nepridružitev je pomankanje sredstev, a Maut izpostavlja tudi možnost nestrinjanja ali celo odkrite sovražnosti med posameznimi skupnostmi. Kateri so torej glavni razlogi, ki skupnostim preprečujejo, da se poslužijo tovrstne strategije delovanja in se pridružijo organizaciji, kot je UMPO?
It might be lack of funds, because we do work with an annual membership fee. It's very low, but I mean almost a symbolic amount, but still for a lot of people in remote areas, this is a lot of money. It might be general awareness. Maybe they don't know about the organization. Sometimes they're also scared, because we have, like I said, maybe one member that is siding with the country. But so we always make the point that we're extremely impartial. So we have 40-something members. We cannot be dominated by one country or one group. That doesn't exist.
Bu hazara, refu refu belabım.
Poslušate Radio Študent, oddajo Zeitgeist, v kateri se sprašujemo o tem, kdo ima glas v današnjem svetu in komu sta predstavitev ter zagovarjanje svojih pravic na mednarodnem odru preprečena. Izključevanje iz najbolj pomembnih in široko sprejetih institucij se ne dogaja le v primerih evropske ali svetovne politike. Zunaj polja mednarodne politike na področju športa je bila leta 2013 ustanovljena Konfederacija neodvisnih nogometnih zvez CONIFA, ki možnost športnega udejstvovanja na mednarodni ravni odpira ekipam, ki ne izhajajo iz držav. Gre za ekipe, ki na primer predstavljajo Darfur, Kurdistan in romsko skupnost. O tem, kaj konfederacija prinaša v mednarodni šport, smo govorili s podpredsednikom Malcolmom Blackburnom.
Number one, obviously, it's giving an opportunity for people with an ethnic identity or a country that for whatever reason cannot be recognized and join FIFA to represent themselves on the international football stage. CONIFA also is trying to ingrain into it in a lot more than just actual football, and as much as putting out there a message of humanitarian values, and obviously a very strong bias on basically being able to promote your own culture and heritage. So it's not just about football.
Tudi tu je torej ena izmed glavnih idej predstavljanje skupnosti na mednarodni ravni, pri čemer je reprezentacija sama v tem primeru bolj direktna kot pri UMPO, kjer poteka skozi predstavniško organizacijo. Prav tako, kot se mora UMPO podrediti načinu delovanja evropskih institucij in delovati znotraj tega okvira, pa tudi konfederacija v veliki meri ne odstopa od vrste splošnega načrta dejavnosti, kot jih izvaja FIFA.
World Football Cup is once every two years. What will now happen in between, sort of every other year as such, there will be the European Championships, which will obviously be for our European members. There is likely to be an Asian Cup, which will be for our Asian members. And it may go as far as sort of an American Cup, an Oceania Cup. So basically, very similar to an extent to the way FIFA operate with every 4 years they have the World Cup, and then every 2 years they'll have European Championships. We've just sort of shortened that every 2 years World Cup and every 2 years European, Asian, Oceania, that sort of thing. So, there will basically every year there will be a major tournament internationally.
Glede na to, da je FIFA pogosto kritizirana zaradi svoje nedemokratične ureditve, nepreglednosti financiranja in splošnega neupoštevanja specifičnosti držav, v katerih organizira prvenstva, ali je ena izmed funkcij ali ciljev CONIFE kot konfederacije neodvisnih ekip v svetu mednarodnega nogometa tudi predstavljati kritiko FIFA in njenega delovanja?
We're not there to criticise or anything with FIFA. You've got to understand with FIFA, I mean, they're a massive organisation that has obviously governed football in the world for many, many years. And anything of that size and the number of countries that they're dealing with, etc., there is always going to be accusations. There's always going to be criticism. I'm afraid that's the world we live in. We are certainly not there to... one, be a competitor of FIFA, or two, to detract in any way whatsoever what they're actually doing. We have our own little niche in this. We certainly would like to, and FIFA do as well, but probably it's easier for us to do it because we are a smaller scale, to promote very high, strong ethical and moral values. And that's the route we want to go down. Now, to keep that going once your organization grows can be extremely difficult. The more people you involve, the more chance you've got of criticism and accusation.
Kritike torej ni. Očitno je dolgotrajnost delovanja FIFA in velikost celotne organizacije zadosten razlog, da se tisti, ki naj bi razumeli pomen zagotavljanja prostora izražanja vseh, ki ne padajo v mainstream kategorije, kritičnemu pogledu enostavno izognejo. Iz obeh prikazanih primerov postane očitno, da je skupnost tim, ki niso priznane kot edini splošno sprejeti akter država, v mednarodnih krogih dodeljeno precej specifično mesto. Gre za manjši, funkcionalno močno omejen prostor, v katerem jim je delovanje le deloma dovoljeno. Gre za prostor zunaj splošno sprejetih struktur, ki naj bi omogočal neko vrsto samoizražanja, a vedno ostane le tam, znotraj meja. V bruseljski džungli vele lobijev se tu in tam najde organizacija, ki zagovarja pravice nepriznanih narodov in ljudstev, in v svetu mednarodnega športa je včasih brcanje žoge omogočeno tudi ekipam iz omenjenih skupnosti. Tudi kritike, ukolikor sploh obstajajo, so omejene in argumenti, ki iz njih izhajajo, stojijo nasproti tistim mega akterjem, kot so multinacionalna podjetja, ki sicer prav tako padajo daleč iz kategorije države, a si svojimi sredstvi lahko zagotovijo glas v odločanju. Zeitgeist je pripravila Zala.
In ko pridem jaz nazaj, je pa te samo stan, imam tiste dolge hodnike, ne. Tam dol so vrata, pa tre vrata, ne. In jaz pridem tam, pa prema vrata, pa ne vidiš. Pa tam dol zagledam Madonna eno žo.
Res.
Je bil pa lep, mlad in to je siv, ne ta nemški občalnik, ne, črn pa to ne, prav tista prava volk, ne, krasen.
Radijske zgodbe o ljudih, ki ustvarjajo duh časa, na Radiu Študent.